Among the many firsts with President Barack Obama is the first presidential BlackBerry. The president basically refused to give up the handheld email device when he took office. At 47 years of age, Mr. Obama is younger than most of the people in his cabinet. But that situation of a younger, tech-savvy boss and older employees isn't unique to the White House, Tamara Keith reports.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty is 38 years old, and he has a reputation for being a BlackBerry addict. He has three of them.
One is for personal use, so it's a personal BlackBerry. One is the standard government BlackBerry, and the other one is a police BlackBerry.
The devices have become an integral part of his administration. Everyone who works for the mayor has one. Or two.
It's fantastic, and I think it improves productivity.
Even one city official nearly twice Fenty's age pecks out messages on a BlackBerry right along with the rest of them.
I'm Peter Nichols. I'm the Attorney General of the District of Columbia. I'm 70 years old.
What does he think of all the BlackBerrying?
I'm against it.
Nichols says if he could go without a BlackBerry, he would. He's nostalgic for a time when people actually looked each other in the eyes and is sometimes perplexed by the whole BlackBerry culture. He says he recently sent an email and got as a response what seemed to him to be a nonsensical string of letters.
And so I went back to the sender and said, "What language is this?" The response was, "This is keep me in the loop."
When it comes to older employees and their younger bosses, it's more than just age and technology. It can be a cultural divide. Lisa Orell is a generation relations expert and author of Millennials Incorporated. Millennials are people born in 1980 or later, also known as Generation Y.
So what's happening is all of a sudden you're 53 years old and you've got a 28-year-old manager. And the millennials are very, very, very different.
They've grown up with the internet and love to communicate. At the same time, younger people are coming into management. Orell says many baby boomers are delaying retirement. Her advice for older employees?
They have got to be a heck of a lot more flexible than they've been.
She has suggestions for younger workers, too. They should respect the experience of their elders and be willing to teach them about things like text messaging, Facebook, and Twitter. That's essentially what happened at Serena Software, a company where most of the employees are older than the CEO. 41-year-old and younger at heart, Jeremy Burton decided everyone at Serena should be on Facebook.
I want folks to learn about the software as well as learn a bit more about the folks that they work with, which I think is great for team building.
With some coaxing and coaching, Burton says it worked. He was able to bring even his more senior employees along.
There's about 95% of the employees up there, and I can see the status of probably 50, 60, 70 people right from my desk.
That includes senior manager Tom Clement's status.
It says, "I just found out that I don't have to worry about injuring my knee anymore because it's already shot."
Clement is 55, and until his boss nudged him towards Facebook, he had no use for it.
I didn't really get it.
Now Clement says he does, but there are just so many other things to learn about, like Twitter.
I think it just makes me wish that I could magically understand all these things. The way you might magically understand things if you were growing up as a teenager and everyone around you were using all of them.
He's sounding more like a teenager already.
Do you want to be my Facebook friend?
Sure. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.